Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, much more importantly, author and PhD, Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. The name of his recent, he's got a wonderful book out. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but I'm blown away by a recent article just released, I guess, to the press from Dr. Hollinsworth, is The Tyranny Behind the Rising Cost of Healthcare. Dr. Hollinsworth, pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, it's shocking, but again, there's nothing that is unbelievable in there. I mean, it should be unbelievable, but nowadays I don't know that we particularly trust as a society. We trust blindly as we used to. Are you finding that to be the truth now?
Well, I learned a lot of these things several years ago, but most people don't know them because they're kept secret.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about everything from Big Pharma to the AMA, American Medical Association, and again, they're very protective of their image, of everything else that's going on. If you don't mind, can we do a little bit of your history, and let's start from the beginning. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
I was born in Grand Junction, Colorado. I spent a few years there, and I spent most of my time in Pomona, California.
Where was it that you first, either became skeptical of the medical world?
Well, it goes back to a woman named Susan Anderson. She was a doctor, a young woman doctor, came out of Michigan in the late 1800s, and she had tuberculosis. She came out to the high country of Fraser, Colorado, and there she met my grandmother and taught her a few things, and eventually lived to be past 90 and became a friend of my mother and taught her a few things. And my mother wrote a book, but it's a long, rambling book, but the first chapter is very, very good. It's in my book, my book, Dr. Fred's Healthcare Rescue, and
yes.
It's in the beginning in the acknowledgments. But one thing that I guess I was fortunate enough to have enough health problems that I became curious. I mean, I overcame stomach ulcers and hemorrhoids and early stage emphysema and insomnia in my 30s. I had that, and in my mid 40s, coronary insufficiency, high blood pressure, and then early 50s, I had all the symptoms of type 1 juvenile onset diabetes. I overcame that. I have all those gone. Now I have none of those symptoms. But I have a few small problems. I have poor balance. I don't walk very well. I once in a great while get a little coughing. But anyway, I have studied over the years, and eventually I was a school teacher. Toward the end of my career, I wasn't promoted up to be a principal, but I decided I needed to study nutrition because that's the way I was going. So I enrolled in a course, and eventually it took me 8 years to do my dissertation. I had to write it three times, but I finally finished in 1994 at the age of 64.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, your career is amazing. Your book has gotten rave reviews, and let me just remind folks that are tuning in a little late or maybe just turning on their radios or their computers, Frank McKay here, much more importantly, author and PhD, Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, and he's the author of Dr. Fred's Healthcare Rescue, The Real Solution to Healthcare. And there are so many of my listeners I know that are skeptical, to say the least, of government and of the doctors that are out there. And we are finding out more and more why we should be. And so many people are concerned with vaccines. I know I am, and I'm wondering if they're unnecessary, and I have four children, and I'm very concerned. I was very concerned, and we dodged as many of the vaccines as possible and just took the obvious ones. What's your thought generally on vaccines? Are they pushing these for any particular reason?
What is your question again?
On vaccines. Are they pushing the vaccines for any
vaccines?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, if you read my article, you read the part about all these doctors being murdered.
Yes.
And all of them that opposed to so many vaccines being given to little children, toddlers, and to a shorter term, causing probably they believe autism. And because of this, many of them have been murdered, we think. We can't prove it, but, you know. Recently, the tyranny that goes on is nothing new. There's, I think in the news, we're all aware that authorities raided the attorney, President Trump, raided his home and office and everything, took a bunch of files and stuff. And this thing is not new. Raids have been conducted on doctors for many, many decades, and they've shut them up and put them in jail and all that. Well, some of them have lost their licenses.
You know, you mentioned in the article as you know, you said it's less dramatic, but to me it was movie-like drama. But you mentioned Jimmy Keller and that he had cured himself of cancer.
Oh yeah,
and he has some story. To him. Now, was he a doctor? It's unclear.
Jimmy Keller was an ordinary guy who did a little reading, I guess, and he cured himself of cancer and eventually studied more and set up a clinic in Mexico where it was legal to treat patients. And then one day, some armed Mexican police came without warrants and kidnapped him and drove him to the border and turned him over to some U.S. bounty hunters who... And eventually he was convicted of wire fraud for using the telephone to speak to clients, prospective clients, and he served 2 years in a prison. So this is international as very much. It's not just the U.S.
Well, it's not that difficult to bribe any government officials when it comes down to it, but certainly Mexico, it's Wild West down there, and it's easy to get the federales or whatever on your side.
Yep.
If you're the U.S.
Yep.
And if you have the U.S. government on your side. Very disturbing story about Keller. And do you know anything about his success rate? Was he curing folks? Was he curing other people?
I don't know, but I have in my book in chapter 7, I have several cancer therapies that I've listed. And of course, it's hard to find the cure rates because many of these people have been through chemotherapy and surgery and radiation and all the things to cause them to be cured, but they weren't cured. So they tried one more thing. They tried some alternative therapy. Sometimes they die, and then they end up, the therapy is tabooed. Now, Martin Luther King's widow, I think, was taken down to Mexico to get her treatment. And she died before they even gave her the treatment. But the publicity against the treatment was amazing. And so I don't remember what it was, but it was amazing. Anyway,
it is the whole thing is mind blowing that that there would, you know, I guess the general public and certainly a docile public is their best friend. Is the, you know, everyone who is working to hold things back, a docile public and a public that's not asking uncomfortable questions is their best hope to get anything. Because quite frankly, the media, you know, has, I mean, every other commercial you see is some kind of pill or some kind of cure for,
yes,
you know, for something.
Yes.
So the thing is, I mean, they're not going to promote this. You're not going to hear about Keller's story there, or you're not going to hear some of the other stories in your article because it's too much money.
If the radio or the television station wants to go out of business, just criticize the pharmaceutical industry. This whole thing starts way back with Rockefeller Sr.
Yeah.
He made $1 billion by 1900 in oil business, and then he decided he would go into pharmaceuticals where there's great profits could be made, but he didn't like competition. Well, now he managed to get rid of competition. In many things, he took over the media, and that's why they're left wing today. And his only son didn't like to make more money. He wanted to change the world, and his son, David Rockefeller, died not very long ago, over at the age of 101. David Rockefeller, in my opinion, was perhaps the most influential men in the last 50 years because he changed a lot of things. But he kept us on the left wing sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the person that was after J.D. Rockefeller, it was an investigative journalist, and she was a real heroic figure in my mind, was Ida Tarbell. And she was going after him, you know, mainly on the on Standard Oil and the practices that he was doing to wipe out competition. But I didn't know that about him getting involved in the pharmaceutical company.
The Rockefeller people, because of them, there some valuable products have been developed that helped mankind, but they have kept back competition. Now, for example, if you go to the hospital and you have antibiotics, it's going to cost quite a bit. But there's a very inexpensive way to cure infections. Intravenous hydrogen peroxide. Now, if it's not diluted, of course, it would kill you right. in an instant. But if it's properly diluted and it's strong enough to kill infection, but not too strong to cause an embolism, and this thing is dirt cheap. The cost would be paying a nurse to administer it and that sort of thing, but it's very effective. And there's colloidal silver. I had a step granddaughter was visiting me, and she had a little granddaughter of hers with her who was like a year old. And when she was ready to fly back to Oakland on the airplane, she started crying. She was putting her hand on her ear. It looked to me like she had an earache. So I squirted 3 or 4 squirts of colloidal silver into her ear. She pretty soon stopped crying, and I heard that she never cried anymore, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
But if you had taken her to ER, it would have cost a lot of money, and it probably would not have cured the earache.
Wow. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth is the voice that you're hearing, Frank McKay, here with an incredible man, with an incredible story, and he's certainly not feared, or he's not fearing. I shouldn't speak for him, but it doesn't sound like he's fearing the big pharmaceutical companies or the medical association. Dr. Fred is the author of a wonderful article, and we're going to find out more about that article. But he is also the author of a book. And everyone should get this book. It's Dr. Fred's Healthcare Rescue, The Real Solution to Healthcare. And you can get that, I guess, on Amazon, Dr. Fred?
Yes, if you look up the title of my book, just Dr. Fred's Healthcare Rescue, you don't even need the subtitle, you'll come to Amazon and you'll find a half a dozen reviews, very short reviews, all of them 5-star, pretty much. And then I had, one time I was working with an outfit, and he got a professional reviewer to review it. And this professional reviewer thought, this book should be in every doctor's office. Of course, that's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. That will never
happen. I know it's a good book because I have a few copies that I sell to people sometimes. That probably, sometimes I sell to perfect strangers. I just tell them a little bit about it. If they happen to be interested in healthcare, they'll buy the book. I charge them $20 and I pay the sales tax. But it's not difficult to sell my book once somebody hears a little bit about it. But on the internet, I have to sell many more in order to make ends meet. But I think if it gets proper coverage, it might sell. I had on Amazon reviews from people in Australia, for example, and other places. And so. I was advertising it with a fellow, Dr. G. Edward Griffin. He's a marvelous researcher, wrote some books. I had a lot to do with what he wrote in order to write my book. But I was advertising with him until the price became too high and the number of sales went way down.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think if this book gets the attention that it deserves, I mean, it could change society. It could change the way we look at the medical profession, and it could change people's lives and expand people's lives, extend. There are many, many people dying right now because they can't afford the health care that's necessary or they believe is necessary. And if they get your book, there are alternatives to so many of the different treatments that are ordered by doctors and the medical and approved by the medical association. They don't want people to get this book. It's going to take millions and millions of dollars out of them.
That's
so
right.
So I applaud you, but respond to that if you would.
Well, they're not going to buy my book if they can keep it suppressed. Years ago, I was having this trouble. I'd played basketball until I was 78, twice a week. But anyway, way back, long before that, I'd be playing basketball, and the ball would roll off the yonder. I'd go over to get it, and I'd huff and puff, and I'd take my time to get it because I'd huff and puff. And I had these oral chelation pills in my closet, and I decided eventually, you know, and I don't need them for my clients. I need them for me. Right. Well, I started taking them. Well, I stopped playing basketball at age 78, and 6 months went by. I played a full-court game after that one time. I was totally out of condition, and I was taking these pills. I didn't huff and puff whatsoever. And now, they cost you maybe $30, $40 a month. That is a little cheaper than $50,000 for bypass surgery, which does not solve the problem. It gives you a little time, maybe, but oral chelation will clean out in time every artery and little bitty tiny artery there is. And so now that brings up the knowing that there are ways, very inexpensive ways to do things. If you had a health insurance plan, may I talk about that?
Please,
now?
Please, absolutely.
If there was a health insurance plan, which would not cover bypass surgery, would not cover antibiotics, it would only cover some of the things I mentioned in Chapter 7, they could do it very inexpensively. Suppose you agreed with your insurance company that they would cover you for all your problems this year, 1 year, for $4,000. That's cheap by today's standards, right?
Very, very cheap.
But, however, when you go in, let's say you have a broken arm or a sore throat or whatever, they mark down an expense. They charge so much on your account, depending on how much the cost was and everything. And then when you leave, you get a statement showing how much you have used and how much is left. Well, suppose you only go in when it's really necessary. You don't use it every time you get a little bump or something. But you go in when it's really necessary. And then at the end of the year, you've been careful. You've only used $2,000. Well, it was $4,000 that you agreed upon. So they give half of that money back. They give you back $1,000, and they keep $1,000. So you've got money back, and it didn't cost you nearly so much. Let's take someone like Kaiser Insurance. Kaiser Insurance, they don't, and this brings up another thing. But anyway, years ago, Ron Paul, up in Idaho, I think he is, or he is somewhere, he said second-party billing was the cause of high cost of health care. Now, in other words, you go in and you have something done, and you bill your insurance company, and they're next door or maybe 500 miles away. They have no idea of knowing whether or not this procedure was done, okay, or whether it was excessive. And so what do? They bill the insurance company, and the insurance company has no alternative except to pay the bill, right?
Yeah.
And now, if you were paying the bill yourself directly, and you saw the bill, you would say, hold on now, doctor, there was a mistake here. And the doctor's girl would probably say, oh, yeah, we'll figure that out. So they figured it out. Quite a few years ago, I went down to Long Beach, California, had hernia surgery a couple times. And I saw that list. It was done under local anesthesia. And I saw the list of things of pharmaceuticals they gave me. And it was a long list. I said, no, they didn't give me all that stuff. The doctor, I think, knew about it, but he had to keep his mouth shut to keep his privilege in the hospital. Well, a little later, 1 year in 1988, my family member committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
I was there at the time and broke down the door and saw that bullet hole in the head. I knew that this person didn't live, after they left the house. When the paramedics wheeled this person out, that person was dead, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they drove 30 miles to a trauma center, and I won't name the hospital, and the hospital did a lung functioning test on a dead person and billed that person's insurance company, Kaiser, $7,000.
Wow.
That's fraud, and
wow,
that raises the cost of health care. Well, that's small potatoes compared to people who set up fake insurance, fake medical practices with all kinds of fake information, and they bill, and they get Medicare to spend billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, no question. Let me ask you to keep your thought. We're coming up on a break. Frank McKay here with Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. Do we have you for a second segment today?
What's that? I'm sorry, what?
Can you do a second segment today? Do you have time?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
You want me to stop for a little while?
Nope, not at all. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, once again, is our very special guest. He is the author of Dr. Fred's Healthcare Rescue, and everyone can get that book on Amazon and everywhere they sell wonderful books. Please get that, and just look up Dr. Fred's Healthcare, and it will come up, and you'll see all types of things.
Yeah,
he's also the author of an article that I want to get more into as we go on. But Frank McKay, thanking Dr. Fred Hollinsworth for being here. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth has been our very special guest. Frank McKay here. Listen for more with me and Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. We'll be back after this.